need to see your face, it just closed my eyes. And I am taken to a pursuit of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens, like
across Australia, this is Callan Murray with the National Indigenous News. More far north Queensland residents are battening the hatches, with a tropical cyclone set to strengthen, shift course, and make landfall further south than expected. The Bureau of Meteorology say Category 1 Cyclone Kimmy is about 110 kilometres northeast of Cairns on Monday morning, but barreling south, Kimmy is expected to intensify into a Category 2 system, packing winds of up to 150 kilometres per hour before turning southwest and making landfall late on Monday or early Tuesday. The cyclone had been set to cross the coast between Cooktown and Innisfail, but it is now expected to make landfall further south between Innisfail and Lucinda. However, residents of the whole warning area, including Cairns and Townsville, are being told to prepare for destructive wind gusts of 150 kilometres per hour, gales up to 120 kilometres per hour, heavy rainfall, and abnormally high tides. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk urged locals to listen carefully to media reports and updates on where the cyclone moves.
So every 3 hours, the Bureau will be putting out alerts, so everybody in the north and the far north of our state should be listening to the media reports very, very closely, because the Bureau will be giving those reports every 3 hours, and we'll be giving a further update from the government, state government, this afternoon at 4 p.m. for everybody.
In COVID-19 news, Queensland recorded only one new case of the virus in hotel quarantine overnight, and no locally acquired cases linked to the Hotel Grand Chancellor cluster. The Premier told reporters the state was on track to have restrictions lifted by Friday.
So we have 25 active cases, and we have done in the past 24 hours 5,173 tests. So those test numbers are coming down, but can I say to everyone, please remember, if you have any symptoms, please go and get tested. So this is, again, really, really good news. And, of course, we're waiting till Friday morning, 1 a.m. If we keep this track happening now, it's more than likely that all of those restrictions will be removed by Friday.
Scott Morrison may have some mopping up to do when he returns from a week-long holiday. In the Prime Minister's absence, his deputy, Nationals leader Michael McCormick, has had to face two key issues during his daily appearances in front of the media. Mr. McCormick declined to chastise Liberal MP Craig Kelly for spruiking misinformation about COVID-19 and mask wearing at a time when the government is about to spend millions of dollars advertising a vaccine. He also refused to condemn US President Donald Trump for inflaming the US riots on Capitol Hill, instead likening the violence to last year's Black Lives Matter protests. A survey by left-leaning think tank the Australia Institute suggests Australians want some clearer answers from Mr. Morrison, who is back at work today. We'll have Sport up next.
For a quarter of a century, the Courier Mail has been bringing you the stories that matter from more than 200 mobs from around the continent. Whether you're Bundjalung or from Bidjara country, Noongar, Ngunnawal, Waka Waka, Wetherong, we've got you covered. To subscribe or let our mob know about your business, event or organisation, head to our website at www.couriermail.com and follow the links. The Courier Mail, the voices of Indigenous Australia since 1991.
Program sponsor.
To sport now with the ABC's Louise Ransom.
A third plane load of Australian Open passengers, including 25 players, has been forced into 14 days of strict hotel quarantine after more cases of coronavirus were detected. Nicole Asher reports.
A case of the virus was found on a charter flight from Doha into Melbourne. 57 passengers on the plane have been deemed close contacts and will now need to quarantine for a fortnight. A total of 5 people have now tested positive on Australian Open charter flights, with 4 cases found on flights from Los Angeles and Abu Dhabi on Friday. There are now more than 170 people, including 72 players, in quarantine, with those players unable to attend training. The latest case is a non-playing participant who tested negative in a pre-departure test, and authorities say no other positive cases have been found from that flight.
To stay up to date with NERS News, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And that's the latest national Indigenous news.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130 88. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law, station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
For many people, paying for essential goods and services is a struggle, yet going without is worse. Without a fridge, you can't store fresh food. Without a computer, kids can be left behind at school. And if you can't afford the medical care you need, you can't get well. The No Interest Loan Scheme, NILS, offers people on low income safe, fair and affordable loans for fridges, washing machines and furniture, as well as education and medical expenses. Loans cannot be used for rent, arrears or bills. To be eligible for NILS, you must have a health care or pension card. Earn under $45,000, $60,000 for joint applicants or people with children, and you must be able to repay the loan. NILS is based on trust and respect.
To inquire about NILS loans, call Shaq in Cairns on 4080 7400. That's 4080 7400. Shaq is a local NILS provider for Good Shepherd Microfinance.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your saber callings on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we're broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Going to jump straight into it. Talk about the details of Tropical Cyclone Kimmy. The details came through at 7 a.m. this morning. Intensity, Category 1 at this stage, and sustained winds near the centre of 85 kilometres per hour, with wind gusts up to 120 kilometres per hour. Location at the moment within 20 kilometres of 16.6 degrees south, 146.5 degrees east, 85 kilometres east, northeast of Cairns, and 295 kilometres north of Townsville. Movement is heading south at 9 kilometres per hour. Tropical Cyclone Kimmy moving slowly southwards through most of Sunday. It was yesterday, but is expected to turn a little more to the south-southwest during today. The system is most likely to approach and may cross the coast late today or early Tuesday, tomorrow morning, between about Innisfail and Lucinda. However, there remains considerable uncertainty with the crossing time and location, and the system may intensify further during today and likely to be at least up to a Category 2 system as it approaches the coast. So for everyone to be alert, be aware, and the Bureau of Meteorology will be giving out their reports every 3 hours. So stay tuned to your radio stations and your internet and what have you, and keep your eye on the eye of Cyclone Tropical Kimmy. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That Delhi number again is 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yarnin with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Finucurry, and I am coming to you live from First Nation Valley Station here in Cairns. We're going to cross the nation, you Rob. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Luke Geary. He's the chair of Everyday Justice at Mills Oakley, a new charity to provide free legal service for vulnerable Australians. And so on the line, we've got Luke. Luke, very good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Trev. Thanks for having me.
Now, thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about new charities to provide free legal advice for vulnerable Australians. So give us the heads up, my friend.
Yeah, right. So this is a brand new service available to all Australians, no matter where you live. We're going to be delivering free legal services, being one-off advice, if that's what people need, or if they need something a little bit more of a limited assistance, and we can do that. And in some cases where it's necessary, we can provide full-time legal representation. This is not a government-funded service, so there's no necessarily minimum requirements for someone to be eligible to the service. We do have a targeted audience where we really want to help those people who cannot access legal aid or Aboriginal legal service or community legal services where they are. So it's what we call the missing middle. So those people
missing middle. Luke, when we're talking legal, we're talking any topic in regard to legalities?
I'll give you the list. So
okay.
We've got probably eight core areas. The first is employment or workplace issues. Another is tenancy, housing or eviction issues. Of course, at the moment, there's a lot of people under financial stress, so credit, debt, bankruptcy or financial abuse matters.
Okay.
People who have got fines or infringements, so not quite criminal law in that strict sense where, you know, you're talking about being prosecuted for a serious crime, but things like fines or infringements.
Yes.
More broadly than that, we've got human rights matters, and that might include native title, it might be all sorts of broader issues. Certainly, there's been a lot of keenness in developing climate change law assistance, so people impacted by climate change. And then just more broadly as a bit of a, I wouldn't say a one-size-fits-all, but whatever we could otherwise consider to be a matter in the public interest.
Well, and I think you would agree when we look at, when we talk about the pandemic and COVID-19 and it's turned our world upside down, it has left a lot of people in disarray in all factors of their lives. So illegal matters totally. Could be at the table, so to speak, yes?
Totally, totally. Look, and most of the time people either don't know that they've got a legal issue because they're too unable for whatever reason, whether it's because they physically don't know a lawyer or whether they don't know how to access a lawyer or because you know, they get informal advice from Google or from a friend or a family member who's not legally qualified. So the idea is that this is a service fully available to anyone, no matter where you live. We've got lawyers all around the country who are specialising in delivering services by telephone or by video, like we've seen recently with telehealth being an accessible medical service for some people in certain circumstances. This is a legal equivalent whereby we've got lawyers on standby. If people go to www.everydayjustice.com.au, they'll see exactly there how they can reach out to our lawyers, what we can help with, and we can book them in for an appointment as soon as it's convenient.
Fantastic. So we're talking about you're providing a free legal advice for vulnerable Australians. And so when you get the advice as such, if they need to go further, then you'll communicate with the individuals or whoever may be. Yep.
Yeah. So we've got everyone's eligible for a free 30-minute video or telephone appointment with a lawyer.
Yep.
Those people who otherwise meet the eligibility criteria might be eligible for full-time legal representation if their matter fits within our eligibility criteria.
Fantastic. So once again, how do they get in touch with you?
The best way is www.everydayjustice.com.au. But there's also a 1-800 telephone number, which is 1-800-161-196.
Okay, 1-800-161-196.
Correct.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Luke. That's fantastic. So to all the mob out there tuned in, yeah, if you need some legal advice, well, there's an opportunity, a new charity to provide free legal advice for vulnerable Australians. Everyday Justice, all the W's, everydayjustice.com.au. Thank you, Luke.
Beauty. Thanks, Trev. Have a good one.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye, mate.
Deadly Yarn there. Luke Geary, his name is, Chair of the Everyday Justice at Mills Oakley. So there's a fantastic opportunity if you're in a legal situation or you all four walls are closing in, you don't know which way to turn. Just make the phone call, 1800 161 196. Otherwise, go online, check out everydayjustice.com.au and get your free advice. And it's about tackling it. And there is help out there. So just reach out for it, you mob. Too Deadly, have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And don't forget, we do have Tropical Cyclone Kimmy out and about, and heading towards the coast, and it should be crossing, is what they're saying, between Innisfail and Lucinda. But don't be too complacent, and that's the warning goes out from Port Douglas all the way down to Eyre and inland to Mareeba and Atherton, including Cairns and Townsville. So all of us need to be aware, and let's not be laxy-daisy, and stay tuned to your online stuff in regard to Sokol and Kimmy, and also your radio stations as well. All right, stay tuned. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
We grew up on an island on the coastline, where the sea breeze blows and great big palm trees sway. Our homes was handed down through the ages from our mums and dads, and this is where we'll stay. You believe what you read in the paper, say we have no future. How could they know? 'Cause they are never there. My home where I come from is Palm Island, off the eastern coast, surrounded by the sea. The towns, but in troubled times we all stick together to stand upright, unite and stand our ground. You try to teach us your way of living, culture far behind, but our culture is so strong and can't be broken. So no matter what, my people stand as one. We love this place.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Too Deadly, Barry Cedric, Fly Gula Fly, big shout at Yarrabah Seahawks. Too Deadly was grounded last year, 2020, thanks to COVID-19, and look, light at the end of the tunnel for 2021, and so good luck with it all, and the Deadly Yarrabah Seahawks, Too Deadly. Have your say, Yarnup Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. House at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And a voice for our people, so do utilise your mob, Too Deadly. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly brother, Troy Russell, performer of the first shot at the 2021 Yellow Monday Festival. It was Deadly. I caught up with Dalalara Williams and with her playwriting performance, The Lookout. And now we're going to talk to Troy Russell about the first shot on the line. Good morning. How are you, Troy?
Yeah, I'm good, Trev. How are you doing,
bro? I'm really well, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, bro.
So my dad's mob come from Taree, Biripi mob.
Yes.
And my mum's people come from Tinga, which is part of the Gamilaroi tribe.
Yes, beautiful. Deadly footprint there, my brother. So, look, thank you. Congratulations. The first shot.
Thank you.
So give us a bit of heads up about the first shot. And Troy John Russell. Who's Troy John Russell?
look, you know, I was born and bred in Marrickville. Well, I was actually born in Redfern on the block there. But
yes.
You know, my parents moved to Marrickville to raise me up there. And, yeah, you know. Did the ordinary thing around the 60s and 70s.
Mm.
So, yeah. And Now I'm living in Western Sydney at Blacktown at Quakers Hill there now.
Okay. Yeah. And tell us about the first shot and the opportunity to perform at the Yellow Monday Festival.
Yeah, so the first shot is a song within a musical piece that I've come up with, produced. And that the production's called The Last Shot.
Okay.
And, in the production, you'll see why it's called The Last Shot. But the song The First Shot is the catalyst for this production. Because it tells the story of these stockmen up around the Northern Tablelands in New South Wales,
mm-hmm.
and the love triangle that they were all involved in. So there's this young woman, and these two fellows that are in love with her, and she picks one over the other, and ends in tragedy. It's unfortunate. I won't give it all away.
The power of love, eh, brother?
That's right.
Or the green monster, you could say, jealousy?
Yeah, so I'm glad that I've got this opportunity to, you know, come up with this through Mooglin Performing Arts.
Yes.
And, you know, like being able to present it at something like Yellow Monday, which is an unusual thing for this Yellow Monday this year because it's taking on dance and music.
Yes.
As another form of storytelling, which it used to be, you know, theatre plays and that sort of thing.
It's tackling all different art forms, isn't it?
That sort of thing, but now I'm workshopping, you know, musical theatre, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sort of really enjoying it. You know, I was like, yeah, getting right into it there, and then when your producer called me.
Yeah, no, fantastic, you know.
Great. I'm glad to have a break.
Oh, no, fantastic. Well, that's too deadly, brother. And can you hear me there, Troy?
Hello?
No, I lost Troy. I'll get Troy back. That's Troy John Russell, his name is, and he's got an art form, well, sound composition. The title of his work called The First Shot, and just a bit of description of The First Shot, is the story of anger and sorrow, as he mentioned, told through conceptual composition with a folk twist about a young couple in flight after a tragic event. It is a story that tells of the love and happiness that is found in each other's arms and hearts, but is also of the tragedies and injustice that have befallen the people whose lives have been lost in colonial Australia. So, look, fantastic. I'll try and get the brother back online there, and it's all being done at the Yellow Monday Festival up and coming. We'll try again with Brother Troy. You there, Troy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, brother, you lost you there, but all good. Got you back there.
I don't know how much you heard.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. It's a tickling the feelers out there. Now, the Yellow Monday Festival, yeah, it's a different way of doing it, but they're putting in all different types of art form in regard to producing the work. We're talking writing, dancing, songs, all the above.
Well, they're forms of storytelling, aren't they?
It's exactly.
Result, you know. So this is my way of telling a yarn through music and song, and it's telling, you know, a particular yarn about these three people.
Yeah. Fantastic, bro. So this vision story, you put it to get together in regard to your vision?
Yeah, well, look, I've been sort of looking for ideas, and then that, you know, so there's this story about my great grandmother and my great grandfather before they were married, and this one yarn, how they had to travel from Tinga to another place called Stanifer, and at that time it's like a three day, you know, walk.
Yes.
So it's a fair distance. So they did this walk, and, you know, it's always sort of fascinated me and about what happened, because they had elders following them. They weren't married yet.
Yeah.
They had to carry all their stuff to this place. And when they were finally married, they married in a Christian way, and they also married the
cultural way,
which was jumping over a stick. So,
yeah. And that, so your family would know the story. Well, and they would relate, know exactly where the stories come from.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's, sort of waiting to see how that, you know, will be accepted, you know.
Sure, so, yeah. And look, I think spiritually, you've done the job, it's meant to be, and to have people receive it, well, you've got no control over that, but it's got to be good for your spirit to put it in order, brother.
Yeah, look, you know, in the end, it's a story, it's a yarn, and however people receive it, it's up to them, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
But, like, there's a new yarn out there for people to have a listen to, and, you know, I'm really excited by that.
Yeah, no, that's too deadly, brother. Oh, if you get bad, if you get bad press, then you can do the first shot.
Any press is good press, mate.
Well, that's true too, my brother. That's true. Look, fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing, Troy. Look, all the best to everything that you're doing, and a big shout out to the team that's performing at the Yalla Mundi Festival. And like I said, different world we're living in at the moment, and we are streaming out for entertainment and ways we can get it in front of us. So that's too deadly, brother. Yeah. And we'll talk soon, well, eh, Troy.
Yeah, and this will be streaming on Saturday night, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah, should be interesting.
So people can go online. If people can't be down there, they can go online. We are talking the 21st century, aren't we?
21st century, Blackpool.
That's right, brother. Too deadly, brother. All the best to you, Troy. You take care.
Yeah, take care, bud. See
bye-bye. Ya. A beautiful yarn there. Troy, John Russell, and he's got the title of his work is called The First Shot, Art Form, Sand Composition, and a story about his grandparents and the story of love and getting married in the Christian way and the cultural way as well. And as he puts it out there, his family, as he said, his family would know the story, and of course they do. Have you say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Just also, again, with Tropical Cyclone Kimmy is moving slowly south, expected to turn south, southwest towards the North Queensland coast today, if not early tomorrow morning. But the details of Tropical Cyclone Kimmy was at 7 a.m. AEST, Eastern Standard Time, and intensity category 1, it may go up to category 2, and just keep note of what's happening. It's a warning to everybody between Port Douglas and to Eyre, inland to Mareeba and Atherton, including Cairns and Townsville, and it's looking at crossing the coast later on this afternoon, tonight or early tomorrow morning. But stay tuned, you're up to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka, Jagger RZA. Let's go. Feeling good right now. Titties. First Nations. Let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We solid, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm certain for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot, that go in a winner, so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real, recognize real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights, two, making vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights, two, making vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor.
I let go.
Resume, ticking off the meter, straight to the dance floor, Soca Siva. They realize that we're vibing with indigo, capitalize, and so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making in panico. Bucket up a last ride, rap it again and go. Sick, yeah, let's make him wilder with that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style.
Young fella, too young, too much worry. Young fella, joining the shake.
can bring another brother. Let mama nature take care of your problem. No.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Gather round, people, let me tell you a story. An 8-year-old story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Glengarry were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard debt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Jango.
tall stranger appeared in the land, and he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. That was the story of Vincent Lim Gary, but this is the story of something much more.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
I've been feeling like a lone wolf, dancing in the street light, howling at the moon. When I hit a beat, naraka, babuyun, murmuram, redake. That's what a brother do, spreading that mood, bro. Get me on the dance floor, we could have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on, set it up super, we could take a flight, alright?
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself, now I put it on you, cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself, now I put it on you, cool as hell.
You could be my favorite.
In the mirror, what you really wanna see? Is the person looking back? Are you really on track? Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of noon, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key.
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
You could be my favorite. You make me feel this type of way. You could be my favorite. Catch my vibe and fly away.
Mother, music, yeah, got me in my feels now. When it's playing real loud. Mother, music, yeah, got me in my feels now.
my beautiful child, the brightest of stars, couldn't match your sweet smile, but you grew up too soon, far beyond your young years. Now all that remains is your memory and tears. You were always to blame, and they put you through hell, then they locked you away in a dark, lonely cell. But you weren't really bad, just a little bit wild. Now they'll hound you no more, oh my beautiful child.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Family Weaving Online Workshop. We're going to catch up a yarn now with a deadly sister by the name of Cassie Leatham and talk about her business and the way she operates online. Cassie, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my sister. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm the Dungarang Tongarong from the Kulin Nation here in Victoria, and I reside in Boysdale, Victoria. Gippsland.
All right, fantastic. So, businesswoman you are, so tell us about how you got started, and I believe COVID-19 helped you prep up your business on the internet, so to speak, so an angel in disguise, you could say, but tell us about how you all got started and the work that you do.
Yeah, so, it has been a blessing in disguise, actually, getting tech savvy with COVID. It's been unfortunate that, it has happened, and, the restrictions and everything, but my business is Wild Black Arts, and I started that about 11 years ago when I basically put all my teaching skills and all my networking together and built on my cultural knowledge. So I kind of, decided to give up my day job, basically, and start my own business to educate non-Indigenous and I'm mob too,
yes,
in cultural bush foods, maybe plants, skills in art, just travelling around, giving awareness and insight, and also to encouraging youth mentoring programs as well. So, for me as an Aboriginal woman, I thought it was really, really important to get, my voice heard, but also to nurture the youth and
yes,
their voices and identity. Being strong and proud and deadly. So, my business, it's just myself, and I when I can, I try and encourage youth to come on and learn skills so then they can set up themselves for future businesses and, be proud of who they are. So I specialise in cultural education, I do bush foods, I do weaving, I'm an established artist and, do a lot of design work with MGB and the Kuru Heritage Trust.
Yep.
And basically, I just want to support other businesses as I go as well. So,
good. So how do people get online? How do people join your workshop as such?
So my workshops are normally through big organisations. Sometimes I will put it on my Instagram or Facebook with workshops. I do face-to-face workshops. But with COVID, online Zoom is normally with bigger organisations like the NGV or the Kuru Heritage Trust or even the cancer workers.
Sure.
They'll appoint me to do online workshops. So, we get the flyers out and online, and then people basically, register, and then they get to do this beautiful workshop with me, which is, mainly bush foods and environmental stories, and also too with the weaving. So it kind of, I like to put everything in one. So rather than teaching the weaving techniques or, you know, just doing basic little weaving skills with children, but also educating the environment and how much, you know, passion I carry for, you know, caring for country,
yes,
but also to our people and carrying forward our ancestors' knowledge, and also to, you know, the seasons and when they do go exploring and out of their comfort zone, you know, to be mindful of, you know, that there could be, you know, nests of ants, there could be some maybe bees around the flowers that they pick. So being really mindful of not taking too much, but just what they need to create a beautiful, organic, natural resource, you know, piece of weaving that they'll have forever and ever.
Yes.
So
with your workshops, what sort of clientele have you attracted?
It's been crazy, believe it or not. I started off with children's workshops, and it's actually gone into adult workshops and staff PDs. And
good.
And it's just a real continuous, you know, I've even got medical scientists, you know, coming on board. And,
there you go.
And, it's really.
Well, we are professors, aren't we, First Nation people, 60,000 years, hello.
Exactly, and that's what I state. We were the first textiles, we were the first medicine people, we were the first scientists, we were the first archaeologists, we're the, you know, this is the First Nations, and this is what I love to promote.
Good.
I love to encourage everyone to join and be proud and deadly with
yes.
them as well. So even if you're just beginning on your journey, so I'm sorry.
Well, sister, you can become a motivational speaker as well. You got me fired up. Too deadly.
But believe it or not, I used to be a deadly host on radio.
Oh, there you go. Hot chicken.
So
I'm your protege. I'm in the weaving next week.
I love it. But this is what it's about. It's about boosting and encouraging
yes.
and being energetic with our culture, because this is so important, and it's, you know, my biggest, you know, passion in my life, and it's my everyday thing. And that, you know, to nurture young children, you know, from 3 years old, even for books, you know, even babies.
Yes.
Having them sitting on their mum's knee while they interact with my Zoom, it's just beautiful to watch and see. And then to see what actually the feedback afterwards. And I make these beautiful connections. And
of course.
With, you know, and it's, for me it's like a breaking down of the barriers and just becoming one, and no one's walking in front of another. We're, you know, they're being led by the First Nations.
Yes.
But also to, you know, they're coming up and they're listening and they're walking beside us, not behind, not in front.
Exactly.
Everyone's on an equal platform, and I think that's really enriching for my business and for who I stand for as being a First Nations woman. And I'm very, very proud, and, you know, and I just want to encourage and basically build, as I said, like, for those who are just coming into their journey.
Good.
Them.
So how do people find you, Cassie, if they want to join your workshops?
So basically I've got a website. It's Wild Black Arts, and black is spelled B-L-A-K. So Wild Black Arts, and I've got a website, and then it'll take you into my Instagram as well. That's Wild Black Arts, and my Facebook page. And as I said, I do promote a lot of different things on either website or Instagram, and the workshops I normally announce as well. Sometimes I have a mailing list too, if people are really wanting to know and find out more. You know, they email me and I'll send them back some information. They become a part of my mailing list. So whenever
beautiful.
I'm doing a cancer workshop, I do cross-culture work, so I do end up coming up to Queensland at times and working with local people.
Good, okay, so, good. You must drop in and see us here at Bummer Bipra, yes. Coming up a cup of sister.
Yeah, I would love it. And that's the thing, it's all about cross-cultural work. So,
yes.
I love coming and travelling to other people's nations and listening to the traditional owners and their stories and you know, building on my knowledge as well, because I think it's so important for our mobs to get together and you know, and share our times and connections too.
Exactly. So that's Wild Black Art?
Yes, Wild Black Art.
Okay. And spelling of black is B-L-A-K, you're saying?
Yeah, that's right, because the C is me, Cassidy. So.
Oh, there you go.
It's a bit of a joke, but it's
no, that's beautiful. C is missing. No, the C is at the table, because that's Cassie.
Yes.
Wild Black Art.
My business, everyone called me a Wild Black when I was younger, so I'm older.
More tamed now, my sister, more tamed.
Yeah, I am a bit more tamed. sometimes people go, oh, because my art practice does lead me into, you know, collecting snakes and all those deadly things. But,
yes.
You know, but it's all good, and it's all about learning and experiencing.
Look, a powerful tool. Congratulations. And I love talking to black people in business, and you're doing just that. And all the best, my sister, and drop in and see us when you're up this way. Stay safe, and look, we'll yarn soon, Cassie.
Oh, we would definitely. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, you know, and to be invited onto this show. So
all the best.
Thank you so much. And you keep deadly too, brother. You keep deadly.
Thank you. Too deadly. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
A beautiful young Cassie Leatham, her name is. Yes, Wild Black Art, do check it out. And she does online family weaving workshops, and also a bush tucker and all the above. So, and former radio announcer, so there you go. That's where we gelled. So, look, do check it out, Wild Black Art, and corporate or just individual, either way. If you want to get in touch with your spirit or your artistic side, then she's the lady that you can deal with, Cassie Leatham, her name is. Too deadly. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the ball you want. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we do go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, a deadly black network operating here on the Big Island, Australia. Too deadly. Too deadly. That's our Black Image Band with their deadly track Reconciliation, a very elusive word. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here. Murray going to sign off, you mob. But thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well for you keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. And for us mob here in the north, don't forget we got Cyclone Kimmy out there, and she's the warning is between Port Douglas and Eyre, and inland Mareeba and Atherton, including Cairns and Townsville, and she'll be hitting the coastline late this afternoon, tonight, or early tomorrow morning. So we all need to be aware and do what you need to do regarding cleaning your yards, clean out any potential missiles, and look after the family, and do what you need to. Have your water, batteries, you know the drill. Far northers, we live in a cyclonic area, so we are well aware of it. Here's Red, Black and Yellow taking us to the news. Too deadly.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
Across Australia, this is Callan Murray with the National Indigenous News. Victoria will reopen to the Blue Mountains, Wollongong and parts of Sydney as the state eases its border restrictions for New South Wales. Victoria has gone 12 consecutive days without a local coronavirus case, with 4 infections detected in hotel quarantine.